If you would, turn in your Bibles. Ephesians 6:10. Paul gives the final word. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Well, you found out last week. Some of you were quite shocked by last week. I did it deliberately. Hosea 4:6, God told His people, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Most of God's people know very little about God's Word, and they know very little about the spiritual circumstances of this world. Since you were in grade school, you have had things inculcated into your minds since the Industrial Revolution, that this is a world that is nothing but material atoms. There is nothing about this world that can't be explained by science or by the motion of atoms. It's all mechanical, like a watch. Couldn't be further from the truth. The Bible indicates to us that there is a spiritual dimension to this world. By the way, the elites know this. Some of you looked up that stuff. You came to me and you looked up some of that stuff. What'd you find? Anybody? Debbie, what'd you find? See, the elites know that there is a knowledge of the elites in our world that know the power of the dark forces that the Bible talks about. The spirit of the power of the air. What'd you look up? The Deutero affair?
Oh, D.
D. Yeah. Yeah, your news media won't let you know about that because the news media has certain controls on it that the elites don't want you to know. What else did you look up? Martha told me that her son worked at Bohemian Grove. Dave told me that he looked that up. I had a student in class this last year. I tell them this. And he raised his hand and he said, did you know that as a little kid I used to play around that owl? His dad was some type of engineer that they would need things fixed in there. And as a kid, he acknowledged that he knew where that was. But many of you didn't know about political parties and those kind of things, did you? See, the elites know about these things and they tap in to this evil thing. And that's why the Bible tells us, Paul is telling us, we do not struggle against flesh and blood. But when you're told from elementary school that this old world is nothing but atoms and all the atoms interact and there's nothing supernatural, the Bible tells us there is something very supernatural and we need to be aware of it. And Paul, when we get there, is going to tell us that we need, as Christians, armor, spiritual armor, because of this circumstance. And yes, it's frightening. Anybody else look up anything? Of course, most of my Bible study, they get this and are used to this kind of thing. They're aware of it. So we want to look. I'm going to take you on a journey. And it's not going to be a journey up to the Northern California area. We're going to take you to a journey of the Bible to tell you about some interesting things you may not have known about in Scripture about this hidden spiritual realm that is more real than the wood of this lectern. There is principalities and powers that we cannot see that are arrayed against God and His church and the proclamation of the gospel, and they've been working for millennia to defeat God's plan of bringing in His kingdom through Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take you back now, and I'm going to use the Bible. Remember what Hosea 6:4-6 says. My people perish. Why? Because they're ignorant of these things. And I've got to explain what's really behind the scenes that is invisible, constantly working, and is arrayed against God and His people that you need to realize. Why do you think the church is so divided? Why do you think people in churches split over the most nonsensical things? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let's go on a journey now to find out. So here we go. This is where we're going to be for several Sundays, and I want you to go back. Way back to the beginning, in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, where God, in the first three chapters, tells us how we got here. In the beginning, what? Notice it doesn't say in the beginning, the Big Bang. The moment Stephen Hawking was ushered into eternity, he met God. And all of his Big Bang went dud. We know from the Bible that God spoke this world into being. Let there be light. Why do you think Jesus is called the Word? Because we know from the New Testament that Jesus as God created this world. John tells us there was nothing in the universe that was made that Jesus did not make. That's a part of the mystery of the Godhead. And what the Bible tells us is God spoke it into being, and in chapter 1, He created man. In Genesis 1:27, this physical world, God created man in His own image. Do you know why murder is wrong? Do you know why abortion is wrong? Because you are killing beings that are in the image of God. Right there, that tells you something very unique about mankind. When God made you, He made you in His image. Now, that doesn't mean we look physically like Him, but you have mind, emotion, will. Your immaterial part, your spirit, reflects God. Therefore, you are valuable in the eyes of God. No wonder Jesus said, you are of more value than the sparrows. And if one sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's permission, remember, He cares more for you than the sparrow. Why? You're in God's image. Therefore, murder is wrong. Why? To take a life that is in the image of God. To kill a baby. They caught a truck a couple weeks back filled with nothing but baby parts in America. Did you know that? They were selling the baby parts on the side of the road in a truck for money. You don't understand that all of the murder and death and abortion is a spiritual battle of the principalities and powers trying to mock and destroy the image of God in mankind. That's the first thing you need to know, is that babies, you, man, there is a sacredness of the image of God in you. Now, here's what should scare you. As they have vacuumed out Christianity from our culture, the image of God in man is now ignored or rejected. So now, to kill a baby, to kill people, they call people in war now collateral damage. Well, the reason why they do that is these Luciferians that are in charge of some of these things are warring with these spirits to destroy the idea that man is made in the image of God. God had a plan when He made man. That you are, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, more valuable than the angels. Did you know that? Hebrews. We don't have time to go there. But the book of Hebrews says that God is planning in the kingdom to glorify man, to put him in the image of Christ, and exalt God's image in man. The book of Hebrews. We preached that a while back. But for a little while, it said, he made man lower, but then we're going to be glorified to be like Jesus Christ. And guess what? That plan was found out by Lucifer. Now, we don't know. We know that God created this world, and we know that God created all of the angels, these spirit beings. And we know from the Bible in some places, and we'll get there, and I'm going to just give you the big picture right now. We know that an angel, his Latin name is Lucifer. That is not what the Bible calls him. There's two names for the devil in the Bible. Lucifer complements him. I never like to call him Lucifer because it means the angel of light. Well, he's a fallen creature. He's called the devil and the adversary, Satan in Hebrew. He is the adversary of God. Well, how did he become an adversary? What happened here? Well, this is a great mystery. It became angry at God for making us in God's image with the plan to exalt man to the highest order of creation above him. There was war in heaven. And the devil, Satan, Lucifer, and his angels were put down. Another thing I want to shock you on. Fallen angels that rebelled with Satan are behind all demonic force in this world. When people go to a séance and they talk to their dead relatives, I'm going to give you 10 to 1, they're not talking to a dead relative. They are talking to demonic force. Now I want to remind you, and if you'll hold to Genesis 1 second, this is why God warned his people in Deuteronomy 18. When you enter into the land which the Lord God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the detestable things of those nations. What were the detestable things of those nations that Israel was to take out? They were to take out those who followed demonic force. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire. Why in the wide world would religions result where you would offer your children in fire? Because man is in the image of God and demons want to humiliate man and destroy that image. You shall not be one who practices divination or witchcraft, nor one who interprets omens or sorcerer, or one who casts a spell, or a medium, or a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead. For whoever does these things is detestable to God. Well, why would that be detestable to God? Because you are not talking to dead people. So what does Hollywood do? They put Bruce Willis, The Sixth Sense, and make you think, I see dead people. You ain't seeing no dead person, because the Bible says the moment someone dies, they appear before God. What they are experiencing in all of this is interaction with demons. Demons in their fallen state are inveterate liars, and so they can pretend to be your uncle, your aunt, or your little dog. Don't go down there. They are deceitful spirits. They will trap you. So let's go back. That's why God's warning there. Let's go back to Genesis. You were created in the image of God. Sometime in the past, the devil got wind of this and rebelled. When did that happen, Pastor Dave? We don't know. We don't know. We know that he is trying to lead mankind in a rebellion. And we also know from the last week that I upset some that those elites know the power to tap into this Luciferian power. They know, some of them know how to tap into it, but they want you to think this is just a natural world without spiritual force. Well, God knew that this was a spiritual world with spiritual forces and told his people, stay the heck away from it. Now, here comes man created, and now go to chapter 3 of Genesis. Here comes a story that if we think without a spiritual understanding, we will never understand this story. All of a sudden, man is created. God introduces Adam and Eve to each other. Or George and Jen. Okay? And suddenly, in that garden, there is a serpent. Now, the Hebrew word does not mean snake. We don't know what this was. Frankly, God created the dinosaurs at this time. So there may have been a lot of lizard, serpent-like creatures. It's right after creation. And no one told Adam and Eve at this time, we think, that serpents shouldn't be talking, or whatever this lizard-like creature was. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And it said to the woman. Hebrew doesn't have an it. It has a he and a she. So they substituted. It's an it. All of a sudden she's in the garden and an animal starts talking. Pastor Dave, that's weird. Parrots talk. Did you know that? We don't know. This could have. This most likely was Luciferian power to make that animal do this. But I don't think it was very long after they were created. And the animal is able to talk. And if you were just on the scene, how would you know that animals shouldn't be able to do this? And she gets, or he, it, gets Eve to doubt God's word. And he tells her that God is jealous. He doesn't want you to know what he knows. Well, now that tells me that behind this, you shall not eat nor touch it. Did God really say that? So what does the devil cause among Christians to do more than any other thing? Doubt his word. You shall not surely die to the woman. For God knows in the day you eat it, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. What did Satan, we know from the word, want to be more than anything else? Above God. So sometimes we accuse others of what we ourselves are guilty of. Did you know that? I've seen that as a pastor. People will be accusing others of what they themselves really are guilty of. And they see it in everybody else, but they're the ones. Satan, knowing this, says, God's jealous. No, Satan, you're jealous of what God has in mind for this plan of man in the future. And she, therefore, leads, you know the fall. She leads her husband. He takes the fruit. And mankind is morally and spiritually debased. Why did that happen? Satan knew God's plan was to create man in his image and exalt him to above the angels. So the purpose of Lucifer in this world is to defeat the plan of God and the people of God. That's what he wants to do. So therefore, he brings in abortion, murder, war, anything to debase man, to mock God. You want these people to be better? Us angels, we were beautiful, perfect beings. These dirty, stinking people who do all of these weird things, you're going to exalt them? And he brought man down. And man became fallen and spiritually darkened at this point. And the gospel is announced. Right there in Genesis 3:15, go there. This is the first mention when God, of course, he knew. And you want, by the way, you want to get, let me weird you out a little bit more. Go to verse 8 before we go there. Let me go to verse 8 of chapter 3:8. And they, Adam and Eve, after they fell, heard the sound of the Lord God walking. Now listen to me. You maybe don't pick this up in the English, but it wasn't God walking in the garden. It was the glory, the sound of God walking. God is not taking a physical form here. The glory of God is approaching. So it's not God crunching on the leaves. The sound of God, it would be better translated, the sound of God approaching. Wonder what God's approach sounds like in his glory and his power and in his brilliance. They heard the sound of the glory of God, it says in the original. Approaching. What's the first thing that our great... By the way, we all look different, don't we? If they did it and trace back our ancestry, here we all are of the same family. And we all go back to Adam and Eve. You don't go back to some monkey or gorilla or missing link. That's a lie of Satan. Satan wants you to think you're from a monkey or a gorilla because that debases you. Gorillas, they're nice, but they're not in the image of God like you are. So anything he can do to get you to think you are some animal not in the image of God, that's why evolution is so popular. Evolution, listen to me now. Harvard, Yale, Oxford, Cambridge, if you do the work on evolution... Evolution is an absolute satanic Luciferian lie. As a matter of fact, geneticists today that study genes, how many have ever traced their DNA? Anybody? The DNA that you would send into these places that will tell you your ancestral, ethnic, whatever, they know that the DNA is absolutely, acutely, highly programmed biological information that could never have resulted from chance combination of different things. It's impossible. But the evolutionists aren't ready to give it up because they'd have to apologize for 150 years of lies and that they were too stupid when they started talking about somehow we came from an amoeba to a man. The geneticists know this can't be true because they know that everything in your DNA is precise, programmed biological information. From one cell, all of you is in every cell, programmed precisely so you come out exactly the way you are. You can't have that happen randomly by chance. So Watson and Crick that did the DNA back in the 50s, Crick, if I remember, it's either Watson or Crick, but Crick, I believe, after he discovered the DNA helix, he knew evolution couldn't possibly be true. He rejected it. But he couldn't come to God. And he said, well, it's clear that evolution, we didn't come from monkeys. This is programming. If I told you that your computer resulted from a series of thousands of explosions over thousands of years and all of a sudden your computer resulted, would you think I've lost my ever-loving mind? You're zillions times more complex than a computer. And he decided no way could evolution be true. But you know what he said? He said, now I believe in panspermia. He believed the aliens put us here. How many have ever seen Alien Covenant? That's reflecting many of what the elites now try to tell you. They don't want to come to God, but they will say, there's no way we evolved, so some alien race put us here. Okay, if they did, where'd the aliens come from? Doesn't answer anything. But you see, it debases man. Why do alien ideas debase man? Because there's some alien that's smarter than man. You are in the what of God? The image of God. Anything that goes against that is Luciferian. From the pits of hell. So, God pronounces in 3:15 the first gospel. So here's what we have in Genesis. We have some type of creature that becomes possessed by a fallen angel, probably Lucifer himself or Satan, deceives man. Man falls, and then God in 3:15 announces his plan to overcome the plan of the devil, which is to defeat the people of God and the plan of God. He announces the gospel. Look what it says. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Hey, your seed? Who is the seed of the serpent? Who is the seed of the woman? Well, I'll tell you who it is. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, guess whose seed you're of? The seed of the serpent, Lucifer, who led the rebellion and took man down. That's why the Bible in John and other places, Jesus said there were only two people, families in this world. Children of God, who have been born again, and children of Lucifer, or the seed who caused the fall. There are the two families established. There's other ways we express it. The line of Cain and the line of Abel. John will talk about this in 1 John. Do not be like Cain, who slew his brother, which revealed he wasn't truly born again. How do you know? The line, the seed of the woman is through Jesus and those who have become born again. The seed of the serpent is that which follows Satan. And then look what God promises. The serpent shall bruise you on the head. The woman, he killed Jesus, didn't he? But Jesus rose from the dead. And you shall bruise him on the heel. So in other words, there's going to be a spiritual struggle between the children of God and the children of Satan, led by Satan. And God is going to conquer and inflict a head wound on the plans of Satan. But it will be a heel. If you ever get bit on the heel, it's not as bad as getting bit on the head. The head would be a fatal wound. It would be near your vital parts. The heel is that. And this is what God was pronouncing. That God was going to restore mankind to the condition he had before Lucifer, as a fallen angel, disguised as a serpent, caused the fall of man. Now let me weird you out for the last thing this morning. And you know I like to do that because you'll never remember half of what I told you unless I shock you a little bit. I have books about people who have conducted exorcisms. Spirit possession is very real. It doesn't happen all the time. It's not everywhere, yet in a way it is. But here is what the books I've read by people who have conducted these exorcisms. They know Satan is real. They know the devil is real. And they know his power. And when they conduct them, These people will speak in languages they've never learned. They will have power to levitate in the air, some of them. They will have supernatural strength. I saw this one guy telling the story of this little lady was like this, who was demon-possessed in Italy. And she could hardly sit in the chair. And when the exorcism started, all of a sudden a supernatural strength came upon that little old lady, arthritic and bent over. And she took her one hand and lifted up a chair that's 50 pounds with one hand like this. But let me tell you the weirdest thing as the last thing. The exorcists say that often when they're conducting these exorcisms, the face in the eyes of the possessed take on a serpentine form. Their pupils, literally, look like cat's eyes. And the visage of the face, not all of them, but many of them, becomes serpent-like and dark. Remember now, the devil is a fallen creature. And he came and was able to take the form of some type of serpent-like creature, and they're finding out that often behind demon possession is this serpent-like visage that the possessed take. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and this world is more strange than what your high school biology class wanted you to know about. And by the way, the elites know this power, and many of your elite people have tapped in to this because Satan rewards them for it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It gets weirder next week because we go to Genesis chapter 6. And if you want a story that's a pip, it's Genesis chapter 6. And I'm going to tell you what the New Testament says about it. And you will never be the same after we look at this ever again.